USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With most of the votes counted, it appears Bernie Sanders is the victor in yesterday's Nevada Democratic caucus, followed by Joe Biden, then Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Sanders had already moved on to Texas, which is a Super Tuesday state. He told supporters in San Antonio last night, young people are not the only ones who are supporting his candidacy.
A multi-generational, multi-racial coalition which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Super Tuesday balloting is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday, March 3rd. For the second time in a week, someone's been killed after being hit by a parade float at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The mayor has issued a ban on all tandem floats, putting an early end to the Saturday night parade. And this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.